like to welcome you again today to Great Resolutions. We're continuing the series on the life of George Mueller. And the second in this series is a continuation of George Mueller's salvation experience. And last time we saw that George Mueller came from a really sinful background. He was involved a lot with lying and stealing and even immorality. And at the same time, I think we mentioned that he was, even though he was at a theology school, he was still far from God and really hardened in his conscience and in his life before the Lord. He was not regenerated. He was really in darkness and in ignorance. And so today we're going to continue to see something of the life, the new life that George Mueller received. And today, Bill, we're going to continue on to see that, you know, when George first went to that home of those few believers where they were gathered together, the Lord, the Lord touched him in a very special way, and the Lord had mercy on him and brought him to himself. And here was this hardened sinner began to have a new work of grace that transpired in him. And this just reminds me of that verse in Revelation where the Lord said, "Behold, I make all things new." And all the old things were going to pass away. Of course, I think as we have seen, that this was not something overnight or something very drastic. But on the other hand, it was something that was definitely of life and light that was beginning to change this young new brother, George Mueller.
It's something, Marty, because like in 2 Corinthians, Paul talked about in chapter 5 that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. And that's exactly what happened to George Mueller. He got out of death, out of darkness, out of the satanic realm of the world. He had a dynamic salvation, went to a home meeting, which shows, you know, typical of the early church life in Acts. The believers met in their homes, and that's what happened to George Mueller. He got regenerated in a home meeting, you know, a small meeting. The Lord touched him, radically changed him, and from that day on, he began to grow in the Lord. Of course, the Lord couldn't deal with everything, just like us when we first got saved. Mm-hmm. Everything dropped off, but gradually everything did drop off in the life of George Mueller. So we call in this program a new life, the life of Christ that George Mueller experienced. No doubt there was the joy and the peace. He never had the joy. He never had the peace before. But the Word of God tells us also, Lord, that in John 15, our joy should be made full, not just a little bit, not a superficial happiness, but a deep joy. The very attribute of God himself, the joy, began to fill George Mueller. He had the joy. He had the peace. He wanted to go back and meet with those brothers again and again in that home. He manifested also a real love for the brothers, which confirms the Apostle John's word in 1 John 3, where he says that we know that we've passed out of death into life because we love the brothers. Right away, he had a tremendous love for the brothers, ones that he never knew. Some, of course, he did, but a number he didn't know. But just being with them, he loved them, showing the confirmation of the Lord's life and work in George.
Amen. Well, you know, Bill, we have this hymn that says, "Life has power to change a man." And I think that's really what we see in these first few years of George Mueller's new life in Christ. And, you know, in the Gospel of John, it says that in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And so when George received this new life, along with life comes light. And this was basically the primary work that was beginning to take place in George, was that he was beginning to be enlightened within. This light had shined into his heart. Formerly, it was a heart of darkness and ignorance, and he didn't even realize his own need for the Savior. But when the Lord shined into him, this light came in. And one thing that light does is it separates the things of light from the things of darkness. And that was definitely what was taking place with George. He began to become more sensitive to his conscience and to his former manner of life. He began to realize that this was not conducive for him to go on in his fellowship with the Lord. So he was one that was not only being called into the fellowship of God's Son, but he was like Abraham. He was being called out of some negative things. And just like Abraham, you know, was called out of idolatry and a life apart from God. So George Mueller felt at that time that he needed to separate himself from his past, and from especially from some of his wicked companions that he was involved with, and the going to the taverns and indulging and telling lies and these kind of things that Laura began to do a separating work, and this helped him to go on in his Christian life.
That's really so. There was a definite separation, Marty, from the past, his past manner of life. He gave up the old way of life. He gave up the old evil companions. He gave up the places where he used to go, and he began a new life, in a sense, not his life, but the Lord's life, began to renew him inwardly. He couldn't go back to the places he had gone to before. He couldn't indulge in the sinful things that he indulged in before. He wanted to go to Paris, and the Lord says no. And eventually, writing this novel, translating it from French into German so he could somehow get away to get to Paris, the Lord touched him and really spoke to him like, you need to get rid of that manuscript. And of course, every time the George obeyed the Lord, more life, more light, more enjoyment of Christ he received. And he of course, was reproached, mocked, ridiculed by his old friends. That's a typical case. I think all of us, I went through that in high school when all of my so-called friends I thought I had, when I received the Lord, I told him about the Lord, told my biology teacher. We just got nothing but mocking, ridicule, laughter. We became the object of jest, like the horse's butt, B-U-T-T. And I really paid a price. All kinds of so-called friends I thought I had, really not my friends. That's what happened with George Mueller. So many of us, old friends, mocked him, persecuted him, reproached him, spoke evil things, but it didn't deter George from following the Lord. He didn't say, okay, I give up this Christian life because I'm not willing to pay the price to lose all my friends. He, of course, made friends with this brother named Beta, and they, in turn to both of them, they got some of their friends saved. So it was profitable after all.
Yeah, I appreciated that. He did follow the Lord in separating himself from any kind of wicked companionship and things that were apart from God. But at the same time, he maintained his burden to preach the gospel and was able, with his companion Beta, to bring some of them to the Lord. That was very touching testimony. Then, of course, George also really began to sense the Lord's love. And he began to be constrained by the Lord. He realized it was not he that loved the Lord first, but that the Lord loved him.
Right.
And he began to see from the Word that the Lord died for him, and he was beginning to apprehend something of the Lord's love in his life. And this life within and the Lord's love was enabling him to begin to live a new Christian life in a fresh way. And this was quite amazing because his father had been exhorting him, and even George had made so many resolutions to change his life, but it never worked.
Yeah.
And now, by the Lord's love and by the Lord's drawing him and by his beginning to experience Christ, he was able to begin to live a life that was pleasing to the Lord. So, course, George realized right away that this new life needs to be maintained in his love for the Lord. And he had an experience early on in his Christian life that he was drawn away. I'd just like to read one little quote. He said, "Oh, yeah. So soon, alas," he said, "I was drawn aside. He used to frequently meet a young female who also came to the same meetings he did on Saturday evenings. And she was the only pious female of his age that he knew there," he said. "But eventually, this led his heart to be carried away, and his prayers, he noticed, were starting to become cold and formal, and the Lord's joy began to leave him." And so, actually, it was through other brothers and their testimony that began to touch him, and he began to realize that he had so easily and quickly given up his love for the Lord and his desire to serve the Lord for the sake of this girl. But eventually he was enabled to give up this relationship, and eventually he came back and decided to give himself afresh, anew to the Lord. And he said the Lord smiled on him. And yeah, for the first time in his life, he was able fully and unreservedly to give himself. This was like his first real consecration to the Lord.
Along this line too, Marty, Brother Mueller began to learn the lesson of living by faith. Of course, his father was quite disappointed in the life that he was taking, the way that he was taking. Of course, his father was hoping, you know, that he would become a clergyman who would have a pretty well-to-do lifestyle that could support his father the rest of his father's life. But when the father realized that George was taking another way, and not to become a clergyman, and that even George's future would be by no means assured of any large financial gain, that the father was really bothered, really offended with him. But you know, George, you know, felt to go on to live by faith, and however the Lord could supply him financially. At one point, George determined not to take any more money from his father, that the Lord would take care of him. But the Lord miraculously, you know, supplied George, you know, for his needs at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And he was able to get involved into some teaching.
Right.
Teaching German. And some of these ones who were being taught German, they paid George handsomely for this instruction, and that was able to keep George going financially. And then the Lord really was able to show George at a young age, because later on in the orphanage, we'll get into that in the coming lessons, the Lord answered thousands of prayers and also provided financially for all those hundreds of orphans. And so the Lord here was teaching George at an early age, you know, to trust in the Lord.
Well, George, through this experience with his father, was really at a crossroads with what he was going to do with his future. And he was seeking his father's approval to go to the mission field. Of course, his father would not give him that permission.
Mm-hmm.
And so George was seeking what should he do, and he was seeking the Lord's guidance. And I thought this was very significant. He had some early learning on how to know the Lord's will. And
yeah,
of course, when he began, he thought the way was maybe by chance, you know, maybe by a lottery ticket. And see if that would be something of gain, then he would know that the Lord approved. And if it wasn't, then maybe it's not the Lord's will. Of course, I think through that he began to realize, no, this was an error in which he had fallen into, and that he should not have anything to do with such a worldly system as that lottery. And he began to realize in the Lord's light that this was not scriptural. And that the real way to know the Lord's will is to come to the Lord through his prayer and by searching the word. And so George made this statement. He said he learned that we should go to the Lord repeatedly in prayer and ask him
right.
to teach us by his spirit and through his word.
Amen.
So he said the prayer and the word and the spirit should all be united together. And
right.
this is the way that we should be led in our Christian life. I thought that was a very good early lesson that George learned.
Right. Along that line too, Marty, of course, George Mueller, being an unbeliever, yet in a seminary, did not know the Bible, the divine revelation, hardly at all. He probably didn't know the typical cases in the Bible, Old Testament stories, New Testament cases. Yet, George testified that the Lord gave him, even though he didn't know the Bible at first, the Lord gave him a spirit of simplicity and a childlike disposition in the spiritual things to enable him to grasp the spiritual things right away.
Mm-hmm.
So he was able to take all of these things to prayer, to the Lord in prayer. So the Lord helped him as far as knowing the Word of God in that way. Outwardly somewhat ignorant, yet by praying and opening to the Lord opened up all these portions of the Bible, the Word of God, to George. So George really got to know the Word of God by being simple and, childlike.
Right. I thought it was interesting, Bill, that even though George at that time was not really fully into the Word yet and didn't really know the truth or the Scriptures or the Lord himself in such a enlightened way, yet he was beginning to taste something of the Lord through his fellowship and prayer, and he had received the one within who's the real servant of the Lord, and George right away had, as a new believer, desired to serve. And so he got involved in circulating different missionary papers, and he sold mm-hmm. and distributed a number of gospel tracts, and he said he liked to keep his pockets full when he would take walks and distribute and speak to people. I thought this is very good from a new believer to become mm-hmm. very active. He was active not only in his prayer, but also in his reaching out in the gospel, and he really wanted to encourage other believers who are reading his narratives later. He said it's so worthwhile to sow the seed.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we don't see it spring up so quickly, it's worthwhile to sow the seed through the gospel tracts and this kind of thing.
Yeah, he used every means, somewhat like Brother Watchman Nee. Brother Nee not only spoke the word, but Brother Nee was very burdened to get his speaking and ministry into print, to support and to help other believers to know the Lord through the printed page. So it's interesting that he sold and distributed a number of these tracts to help the young believers to know the Lord. So this was really another outstanding trait of George Mueller. He was burdened for others, to bring others to salvation, no doubt enjoying that real grace of the Lord, realizing what kind of a person he was, and hoping that so many others also would have that experience of salvation.
Well, Bill, I think maybe we'll sign off here for today. This was just a good portion here to see how George Mueller was delivered out of the authority of darkness and how he was transferred into the kingdom of the Son of the Lord's love, and what kind of testimony that began to be expressed through the new life that he had received. And I think next time, Bill, we'll go on to see something of George Mueller's prayer life.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he has such a testimony of persistently coming to the Lord, even in great things or small things. He brought all things to the Lord in his prayer, which we'll get into next time.
He was typically outstanding in that, his prayer life. So that will be quite interesting when we come to our next program.
All right, Bill, thank you again for the fellowship today. We'll sign off here.